Welcome to the OFX podcast. I'm Dave Claxton, and along with me is the, oh, what was it? The race ready RX1 ruffian, Bethany McChesney.
That's a good one. That was a
It
couple
was, but
words in there.
I stammered too much. Cut, edit, redo, but I'm not going to do that. So I really should have worked in their ripper of t-shirts, Bethany McChesney. All right, tell us how you're blowing out your shirts now because your lats are so massive.
It's funny because we've been kind of joking about because I've been really focusing on strength lately, and I've done like a couple workouts at a CrossFit gym to work on my barbell stuff. And I worked with a weightlifting coach and did one CrossFit workout. So we've kind of been making jokes about, me getting jacked, which is very difficult for me. And then today I was about to get ready to do my workout, and I take my hoodie off, and I had ripped my tank top right where I've been starting to feel my sports bras digging into my lats, and I burst out laughing. I was like, this is so perfect because I've been making jokes about my lats getting too big for my sports bras, and then I ripped
No,
my tank top.
you're one of those women who accidentally got beefy.
Overnight.
Picked up a couple of dumbbells, and all of a sudden, I was
Yeah.
thinking you were looking a little bit manly.
I know. Like I did one CrossFit workout.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, hey, but you have to focus on strength, which is great. And prep. You've been doing prep. I want to talk about your PFT.
Yeah, so if you, I think I mentioned this on another podcast, but so we've been running some HYROX training at a gym in London, Ontario, called Hybrid, and we are preparing to do a PFT there on May 4th. So we did a run through, a couple of us, and it's such a great setup for the PFT. They have so much space. We did our last deck of strong there. So me, Mason Bikos and Jeff, we all did a PFT there. I've actually never done a proper PFT except once when I was in a boot during COVID. And
Counts as a win.
yeah,
That counts as a
it's a
win for me, by
personal
the way.
best. That's good. But yeah, it went really well. The PFT is very much cardio based because there isn't really any weight component to it except wall balls. So you have a 1,000 meter run, 50 burpee broad jumps, but you're going over the same line, the 35 inch line, back and forth, 100 forward lunges, body weight, 1,000 meter row, 30 hand release push-ups, and then 100 wall balls. And the wall balls are 10 pounds for women and 14 for men. So it's pretty light. And then, but the way that we're gonna do our PFT when we host it at Hybrid is if you go sub, and I think we're gonna go with the number 28. So if you go sub 28 minutes, then you have to then go over and you move the pro weight sled unbroken 12 and a half meters, which is a quarter of the distance that you would do in the race. So just to kind of see, you can do all that in a good time, then can you move the pro weight sled? So that's kind of our gauge for a little bit more so where you should really be placing yourself, because HYROX has this chart when it comes to the PFT about if you do it in this time, you should race pro, you should race singles, you should race doubles. But really, I mean, a good runner, a good athlete could come in and do a fast PFT, but potentially not be able to move the sleds because they're heavy. So that's kind of why we added that a little bit to our PFT.
I'm a big fan of the PFT. I like it. I like it a lot. I think it's a great workout. I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's good that they bring it into the gyms and it's easy, not easy, but it's doable to have mass people do it at once. And I love that. It is not a good representation of what going through a HYROX is like. And I mean, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. But yeah, so I don't think you can at all place on it any kind of bearing that way. But what I do think is it going to be a lot of fun, and you get some good community work. And yeah, you do some similar stations, but I mean, I want to push the weight. I need the weights, otherwise I'm just useless. But it would, I think it'd be a blast. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm gonna have a good time. And I don't know that they could really do it. Like, I don't think they could make it. So if I think if they put sleds into the PFT, it would make it too difficult to set up and run many people through, and difficult for gyms to host so many people at once. So I don't
Yeah. And again, there's so many variables with the sleds, and
know.
everyone's gym is different, and you have to have a 12 and a half meter length if you're trying to do the quarter of the. So it's just there's it's what they've done with the PFT works where any gym could really set it up. So no, I think it's great what they've done with it. We just again where we're hosting it, we have the space and we have the sleds. So we're adding that component to the end. You still get your PFT time, and then the sled is kind of an add-on after, more just for people's own sake if they've never done a HYROX again because it's coming to Canada for the first time, then to get a true feeling for what that sled feels like. And the push is heavier than the pull. The pull is more technical, but you know, if you can push the weight at least. And then the gauge is really, could you do it unbroken? Not necessarily would you do 12 and a half meters unbroken in the race, but just for this test, that's what we're going to do.
And something really important, we kind of said it, but if you are thinking about HYROX and you haven't done anything to do with HYROX, you just heard the name, this is a super accessible thing. You know, anybody can go out there and do it. Will you be tired? Yes. Will you work hard? Yes. But it's very doable, very accessible for anyone, and you'll have a great time. And you'll have a chance to beat Bethany, like I did.
When I was in the
Details.
boot.
I was thinking the other day, I counted my wins. I have a couple of legit ones. I have a couple of legit ones. There's some ones that maybe are a little shady.
I think half of them are when I was in a boot.
Yeah, those are the ones that are shady.
Okay.
And if you take away the deck of strong wins, then there's a lot less. Have my mainstay. But yeah, so what was the date again?
So May 4th, in London at Hybrid Fitness.
And I will be wearing my Stormtrooper shirt for May the 4th. Be with you.
Yes,
Okay. It's a Star Wars day. Do you understand the reference, Bethany?
I do.
All
Yeah. It
right.
took me a minute when you texted to me. I'm like, why are you? Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
May the 4th.
I have a couple friends that have kept me informed about May 4th.
There you go. There you go. I, despite Jeff's objections and such, I did a DECA Strong sim, DECA Strong Ruck sim. And it was very interesting. It was different. I had not practiced. If you don't know, DECA Strong Sim or DECA Strong Ruck is essentially just a DECA Strong wearing a 30-pound backpack, which for DECA is a quite a bit of extra weight, considering the heaviest thing you lift is 55 pounds on its own. Or 60, I guess, 60 for
Do
the
women wear a 30?
20.
20, okay.
And you know what? I liked it. It was good. It's I think it suits me well.
Does it help you on anything?
Help me on anything comparatively to others, maybe, but actually age, no.
No.
Everything's harder.
Even the skierg where it.
Yeah, so you got to remember, and that's what I thought, because I had not tried to skier with it. At first I thought, okay, well, I'll be able to pull really hard, which is true, but you also have to come back up. And the thing about it, like, normally I'm a guy who, when I do the skier, I drop my hips a bit. And when I had the backpack on, that just felt very wrong. So I went to a much more like Kevin Gregory does, where I saved the legs and went much more into a hip
A
hinge.
hinge,
Yeah. And again, because I'm doing solo, right? I'm not going fast on the skier. I'm using that to kind of recover and get ready for the bike, right? So it did not help anywhere. On the row, it feels very awkward, and you tend to not lean back as much on the end of your stroke, because there's already weight there. So you already kind of feel like you're already leaning back. And then if you do lean back more, well, then you got to crunch to bring it forward. So yeah, and then obviously the lunges, you're adding 30 pounds to the weight. Dead balls, the dead ball dance, very difficult with the bag because it gets in the way and knocks the ball out of position. So that was something I did not practice and should have. And then the burpees, it obviously when you drop down and drop back up, it shifts around. So you got to make sure you have it put in correctly and everything. So there's a lot to learn. Oh, pro tip, if you are going to do any form of ruck, wear sleeves. Even if they're short sleeves, wear sleeves. No tank tops. So that would be a mistake. Luckily, I did not make that mistake, but our good friend Sue made that mistake.
A little
And there's a
chafage.
lot of chafing, a lot of chafing.
Yeah.
But it was great. And I was happy with my time. I can cut more off, but yeah, I really enjoyed it. I've been playing with stuff with, like, I haven't practiced any of this, but I've been doing a little more running with a weight on vest on. I mean, obviously pull-ups and push-ups and stuff like that, Les, and for Murph with the weight vest on. And I'm liking it. I think it adds it plays to my strengths a little bit.
Yeah.
So I like it. I was enjoying it. I'm definitely gonna so on April 28th, we have a deck of strong at Farm Girl. I will be doing the ruck there as well. So if you are interested in
Okay.
doing a strong ruck, you can sign up for that as well. But you do have to bring your own pack. I don't know if everybody knows that. So and you don't need a fancy pack, it's just gotta be a backpack with 30 pounds in it.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I bought a no, so I don't know if ruck backpacks and stuff are pricey. Very like Go Ruck is like I think they're like $300 for like a Go Ruck backpack, and then you get I don't know if it comes with the plate or not, but then the plate's expensive too. So I bought off Amazon a $66, kind of military looking ish backpack, and I put brake rotors in it.
A what?
Brake rotors off the car, the discs, the old ones.
Okay,
So I
okay.
put those off and wrapped them in duct tape and put them in the bag for my weights.
Does the weight have to be entirely on your back?
Yes. Yeah, you cannot use
Okay.
a vest. Which
Okay.
I don't know why they did that. I know you do, if you do high rocks, they use the vest and not the backpack. I don't know the logic, but it is what it is, and that's the way they did it. The only and then you do have to take the backpack off to do the sit-ups. So
Yeah, I saw that video. So you
yeah.
use the backpack instead of
Instead of the ball.
the med ball. Yeah.
Which to be honest, I found eat there you go. I found that one easier because it's much easier to grip
Yeah.
than to grip the ball. Even though it's 10 pounds heavier, it's easier to grip. Now,
Yeah.
maybe if you're not very strong in the core, it could be a problem.
Or the
But
shoulders.
yeah, but I found it like, okay, this is good, super easy to grip. It's less awkward. So yeah, I thought it was good. I had fun. I had a good time with it. And I look forward to doing a couple more. So I was going to do a regular solo at this one, but now I'm going to do a ruck one and just get an official time on the board.
Yeah.
So, do. Okay. I wanted to talk to you about this. I don't know if you saw this, but so there is a, I don't know, you want to call it a hybrid event or a multi-event fitness competition. Is that what I call them? Yeah, multi-event fitness competition called Athlon Games. And I think they're out of Chicago and they look like they're doing really well. They're in a few gyms. They got a kind of a cool looking event. I actually want to talk to them, have them on soon. We kind of reached out. We're going to chat. But they put out an online challenge, which was essentially a flex arm hold, chin over the bar, as long as you can. And it actually affects their competition that they have in the gyms. Whereas it's and they paid out too. Lauren Rantala won some money winning it for the women. But in their event at the gym, they say we had this online event because the flexed arm hang is going to feature in our events at the gyms. And you go through the whole event, and then the longer you can hang on there, that kind of takes away from your time for the event. Quite frankly, I don't like that part. But it's all involved. I mean, I don't have to agree with it to say, hey, they're thinking, they're trying stuff. That's cool. That's great. But what I didn't like, and like I'm like a virtual competition aficionado.
Yeah.
So, and I think when you do virtual competitions, you have to be more strict about the rules than ever. And what it looked like was you had people just doing the resting the chin on, and
Oh.
it kind of becomes a who can sustain the choke hold the longest and torture. And I'm like, oh, I don't. like that. That bothered me, and maybe it shouldn't, but it does. Just
So their chin could touch the bar.
yes, and it could have been solved with a simple word in the rules: only your hands may touch the bar. And you know, whether they didn't care about that or didn't want to put that in there, I don't know. But
I mean, it's not super easy,
no, it
even.
hurts.
Yeah, like you are kind of sacrificing some
But you're not,
things.
but you're not testing what you wanted to test, in my mind. Right. So I think that they have a lot of potential in their event, and I think they're doing a good job. And for me, this is just, you know, me being petty about online virtual things. But yeah, they look like they got some good stuff. So pay attention because we will have them on soon. And like I said, I think they're in like four or five major cities in the States where they're doing big events, and it sounds like they've got something really good going. So we'll see. These things are taking off. Like there's lots of these events popping up, which is great for us because it's more things to do, more things to talk about. I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but had I known CrossFit quarterfinals could get a cool t-shirt for quarterfinals to say you made quarterfinals, I would have cheated.
Or at least submitted a
At
score
least submitted another score for that one. Like even if it was just my
next
first.
year, Dave.
Yeah, next year. Next year I'm getting that cool t-shirt. Do other things. Okay. Lance Armstrong. Which part of Lance Armstrong do you want to talk about first?
Oh man, this is so good.
The enhanced games or High Rocks?
Well, I mean, the enhanced games is what got me following, I think, his Instagram again. But when we were talking about the enhanced games, we were kind of like, what athlete decides to go this route? Because as soon as you go this route, you're done.
It should have been an obvious answer.
And then I was, and then the first athlete to sign up for the enhanced games is Lance Armstrong. I'm like, oh my God, it's too perfect. It's too perfect. But the thing though is there is not cycling in the enhanced games. It's not one of the five events. So he's going to be competing in swimming. So Lance did start in the triathlon world before he solely focused on cycling. So he does have a bit of a swimming background. Obviously, he's past his prime, but yeah, so he's going to give the swimming event a go in the enhanced games,
I
which is
think
pretty cool.
it's just a publicity stunt. It's like Mike Tyson boxing now. Yeah, like sure he's still gonna be good, but
Yeah, I was watching some of his training today and it kind of
oops.
got me excited out. And Mike Tyson is 60.
I thought he's late 50s, but yeah, we're in the ballpark. You're in the
Okay,
ballpark. Yeah.
yeah, still like,
He is a terrifying person.
yeah.
Like just I don't know, like you know. Just when you see how hard he can hit, and then the giant glove on, and you still see how hard he can hit, and it's just wow. Like, he's just a scary individual. And you know that there's some wires crossed up there, and he just snap at any time. Because, like, he is, there's a
Well,
lot
and I
going
mean,
on.
combat sports is in the enhanced games.
Yeah.
I
Kind of gear mics on.
know. Realistically, it's people in the enhanced games are likely going to be past their.
Unless it becomes an accepted thing down the road, and then you'll see people in their prime doing it.
Yeah,
If it
if it's
works out.
repeated.
If it works out. Okay, so then the other part of Lance Armstrong was Lance putting out a essentially he simmed a High Rocks and thinking it would be easy and posted a this shit is hard. With the talk of doping and High Rocks and drug testing, do they let him do it like in a competitive event? I'll be straight out. I messaged Mintra. I'm like, if this dude shows up, you better fucking test him.
Yeah, well, so this is the gray area of this too, though, is because in sports where like WADA does their testing, if they have a medical exemption for something, then it's okay. So, I mean, Lance, from his medical background, he would likely have an exemption to be taking TRT. So in that case, then water rules would state that he would be okay.
Yeah. I mean, but you'd have to test him to find it.
Yeah.
If he has the exemption, there's still a limit, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. It was interesting. And his post gave a boost for Hyrox. I mean, Spartan used to do this stuff all the time with the Kardashians and Prince William or Philip or John. I don't know who the prince is. Yeah, they had one of the princes. Prince Harry, maybe? Anyway.
Oh, he did a little Spartan thingy.
Little Spartan thingy. And the Kardashians did something like that. Anyway.
Did they? Oh.
Yeah. So.
Not my world.
Yeah. No. Hey, look, you got the Star Wars reference. You're doing good.
Thank you.
All right.
I did get into a little bit, and I don't like do much on social media except for the occasional post, but and under Lance's post, someone was like, oh, that's just CrossFit. And I don't get into stuff normally, but I was like, that's not CrossFit, that's Hyrox. And then people were like, no, that's just another name for a CrossFit workout. I'm like, it's not, it's a Hyrox. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to step away. Like, I started to get a little bit frustrated under his post about the people that were like, that's just the name of a CrossFit workout. I'm like, it's not, it's a different sport, but I don't know. It's just so funny.
I got in a bit of a debate online the other day too, and kind of walked away. But
yeah,
we're always talking about squat depth and stuff. And they're recently Barbell Spin, so CrossFit podcast. They had Colton Mertens, and I'm sorry, but I cannot remember the other CrossFitter, do a head-to-head challenge a la OFX Throwdown, which never caught on, but apparently now this is a good thing to do. Way ahead of my time. And they did essentially 100 burpee over bar against each other, face to face, different, you know, different zones live or different areas live. And it was great. And Colton Mertens ended up winning. But then the Savant podcast afterwards had, and I cannot remember his name, but I did start following him immediately. And he's a hell of an athlete and seems like a good guy, but he's a little person. And so he did, I think he claims himself to be the fittest little person in the world. And I think his name's Monk. Anyway, he tried it as well. And he didn't get them, but he did very, very well. I think he was like 100 burpees over. I think he was around the 4 minute mark or something like that.
Wow.
So he was cruising. Anyway, so I started following him, and on one of his posts, he had him doing some front rack squats. And I mean, dude is going deep, right? Really deep on a squat. Looked great, very upright, very good squat form. But because his quads are so big, I could justify that it would be a no rep.
Because his femurs are so short.
Well, yeah, and the crease of his hip not going below his knee.
Yeah.
But you can tell, I mean, he's down there. He's going down. But people with big quads, it can be deceptive, right? So I commented on there because a lot of people were going, no rep, this is no rep, blah, blah, no full range of motion, all that stuff. And I get it. But I said, hey, problem's not with this guy. The problem's with the wording of the rules, as I've gone on a few times about. I said, this is the perfect example of a guy that's going deep enough in the squat, but the wording of the rules is too vague.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't work for all body types. It doesn't give the same thing. And the guy, Mike, he's like, thanks, man. You know, la, 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 like, you know, I'm on his side kind of thing. And he got it. And then at first some people were thinking that I was saying that his reps are good. And they're like, he's plenty deep and they're defending him. Like, I didn't say he wasn't. I said that it could be interpreted that way because of poor wording in the rules. And then eventually some people were like, no, it just came all in all out. And I'm like, you know what? Whatever. I don't care. But I'm just saying people struggle to have a civil conversation online like that.
Mm-hmm.
You get into it. So I had my same thing as you this week with just on a different topic. But I made a new friend. So that's okay. and I have great respect for a guy who's a hell of an athlete, and I look forward to seeing lots of his stories. So, what else? Okay, Hyrox Cologne, last chance qualifier.
Mm-hmm.
You want to start? You want to talk about it? What do you want to say?
Yeah, I mean, I watched clips. I watched a little bit of the women's race just on the YouTube video. It would have been so nice to have this one covered. So, for the men, I will just, I'll say, so we had three men that were able to qualify in the last, right? Two.
No, it does. This one was only one man qualifies in this one.
One man. Oh, sorry.
And then two in the
Okay.
next one. You got your women. The women had three.
Okay, the women had three. So James Kelly, phenomenal performance. 54.03, the second fastest high rock time ever. I don't know. I watched it and I was watching the videos of him finishing. He started crying and I just lost it. Oh my gosh, and I'm crying. And then he hugs his wife. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so, but just a phenomenal performance. Such a good dude, also, like, so well deserved. And yeah, like, and he was so second place, Joffrey Voisin, 56.57. So almost 3 minutes. Like almost a full wall ball time
Which
ahead of second place.
really kind of takes away people who might say, oh, it was a fast course.
Yeah, and I haven't heard anything about anyone saying it was fast or it was slow, one way or the other. It seems to be a relatively fair course just based on the time. So.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it did seem like a pretty good one, but he was just on another level, like just cooking. And I'm again, nicest guy, great guy. If you've heard him
Yeah.
talk in interviews and stuff, just really cool guy and great haircut. He shaved his head, went like 3 minutes faster. That's how it works. But
Yeah, well, there you
he
go.
was he, oh wow, just amazing. Before we talk about the women, so and we did talk about this just recently. I just did live with Matt and Anthony. We mentioned it here, but I want to know your opinion. So Alex Ronkovich went and raced in the open and set the open record. What do we feel about Elite 15 racing in open, and especially like setting and records and stuff like that? I shouldn't say what do you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, there's no rule against it.
Nope.
It's like at what point can you say you're no longer allowed to race the open race? So yeah, I don't see any problem with it. The thing, it's just we've talked about it before, even calling it open and pro, like if you called it high rocks heavy, high rocks light, then people might not consider it as a hierarchy of the fitter athletes necessarily race pro weights. In order to run a fast time in open, you still have to be a very good runner and do all of the things like at a good tempo. So I don't really think that there's any issue with it. Because if you're going to start disqualifying people from racing open, where do you draw that line? You know, are we talking? So Elite 15 is also not necessarily a defined group because you have rule downs.
Changes.
So yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, that person that made it into that the Elite 15 group that one time because of a roll down, are they now exempt? Or, you know, so I think you're getting into too much gray area if you're going to start defining who can and can race open and pro. So I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
All right, so I'm actually a little bit on the other side, but you make really good points, and actually, we should have had you on the live one because those are better points. But no, I'm kidding. Is Anthony sides with you. He agrees with you. My thing about it is, if HYROX billed them as the same, if HYROX wasn't building the open as an introductory race, then I would be like, yes, everybody can do it because it is a completely different race, right? The changing in the weights changes the race entirely. So I wouldn't have a problem with it. My problem, and I you're the point you made is so bang on, is how do you make the call with the Elite 15? Who can say who's, and I think that's just a call you got to make yourself. But and I Matt actually attributed this, and I thought it was bang on. It's like, it's kind of like Matt Frazier, or since he's retired, Jeffrey Adler, going in and saying, well, I'm not in this elite one, so I'm going to go and win the scaled. And it just, you know what I mean? It just, there's a whiff of stank about it. And especially when, and I don't think it was Alex, and don't get me wrong, I think Alex is a fantastic dude and a classy guy and all that stuff. There's nothing wrong, right? He didn't break any rules, like you said. But I think it's just one of those things that if you are a high-end athlete, I think you should ask yourself, you know, am I taking away from somebody else by doing this? You know? No.
No, he's not. But what's he taking? Was there prize money?
There's podiums for people who don't get podiums. If there was prize money, it'd actually be more for it because then they're treating it like a regular, like it's an elite race. And then I'm like, yeah, have at it because it's elite because there's stakes to the game. They don't even do an overall podium for the Open. They just do age group podiums.
Yeah, so I mean, with all of these events, you race who shows up that day. And if Alex Ronkvist decides to run open that day, well, then guess that's who you're racing. Like, I don't.
I don't know. It is one of those ones that doesn't have a set answer. Other than I guess the real set answer right now is it's not against the rules, so it's fine to do. But
Yeah, I think
yeah.
it's totally fine. And obviously, this was a race where he wanted to get a good workout in, but chose to do something that maybe took a little bit less out of his system, so he raced open.
Well, I'm not the only reason I don't buy that is because I mean he also ran the relay and the doubles, and I think he got a pretty good workout that day, even with just
So
those.
then, exactly. So he did a very good workout weekend.
Did you know Kent raced in the how do you, what do you feel about that? Should Kent have been able to race in the LCQ?
Well, yes, but if was there a roll down potential? If he won, would it go to the next person?
I would assume so because they had to take one
Then it's
person
fine.
here. Yeah, they had to take one person here. But can he? Okay, so he ran in a later wave. I'll say that too. But can he not affect the race? Like have someone in their pacing and all that stuff. I thought the LCQ should have been just for people who had not qualified. That was just me because I think put the shine on them. This is their race. This is their thing. They're going for it. That's where we want it. We want to expose some people who
So
don't.
he did run in a later heat.
He did run in a later heat, but
Yeah,
I
so
think
then
they should
what's
have.
the
And
problem?
I just don't think it's for them. I think it's not their race. They're qualified. They've done their race. There's no money to be won. If there was money to be run, I'd be all for it because then it's cash. Then you're okay. I'm like, yep, there's money to be run. Get in there. But there's no need for him to be in that race. He could have ran open. Anyway, I just thought that it, and I actually did think that that was the rule originally that they were telling me. I think it was Tara told me that there or Rich or someone saying that they weren't allowed to run in Anaheim or in Cologne, but I guess they changed their minds.
Okay.
So anyway, I just thought it takes away and like seeing Kent come forth and I'm a big fan of Kent. I'm not bad mouthing Kent, right? He was allowed to do it. He ran in it, totally cool. But I
Well,
just
it
thought.
sounds to me like he was sent there
Yeah.
by ESN.
Oh, yeah. You think so? Maybe. Maybe, but I don't like it. I thought it should have just been for the last chance qualifier people. I thought it's their time to shine. Yeah.
Well, it was.
Yeah. Women. The women's race.
Yeah, that was an exciting race.
That was a good race.
That was a very tight race. Yeah.
Did you have any like did you do any picks in your mind and did you have were you close?
Well, yeah, like
No, like your our I
I
mean I didn't actually add up our draft. I forgot to add up our draft.
had. Yeah. I did have Kate Davey and Rebecca Nather and Zara.
Okay, so you won.
But I didn't. No, I don't know if I had Zara on my list, but I think I had Kate and Rebecca. I don't remember, but I did not see Jonna Levingstad. I didn't know her coming in top three. That's phenomenal, but I did have Kate Davey for sure. So that was a really stressful race for her.
Well, she played it well. She ran her strategy, but it's a
Yeah,
scary
but
strategy.
did you see what happened with her wall balls?
Oh yeah. And I said this, good judge. He was not just
Yeah.
gonna let it slide, and he did everything he could. And that was that guy, judge of the day, maybe judge of the year.
Yeah, exactly. Like you hold to your own, and she had one wall ball left, or she had a no rep at some point and he chased her down into, she finished, ran through the finishing line. He was yelling at her as soon as she started to run, chased her down. Yeah. Chased her down into the finishing chute. She had already laid on the ground. And then she had to jump back up, run back out, do one wobble and then finish. And oh man, I was having a heart attack for her. So thankfully it didn't change her position at all. And she got that third and final qualifying spot. But
do you think if she was fourth, she would have just stayed laid on the ground and went, fuck it, I don't care.
No.
Well, it's funny though, because you think I do. I was joking about it. I was thinking about it, like, you know, when we finish a Decker High Rocks and you do that, you know, you're shot by the sniper, you're down and out on the ground. If the judge came over and goes, you got to go back and do one rep, I'm like, I could not have moved at the speed she got back up and got to do that rep.
I know. Yeah, you could have. Yeah, for that. Yeah. And in her situation, absolutely.
What do you think it maybe was ended up like, I didn't look at the official time, but I know the girl behind her came maybe 7 seconds after she went back and got that rep. I didn't even look at the time because I didn't know if it would reflect correctly because she crossed
I'll
the
tell
line
you.
twice.
So it was 30 seconds.
Yeah, it was not that much. There was less than that. Like, so
No, I'm looking at it. So Kate Davey was 103.54 and Rebecca Nather was 104.27.
Yeah, I know. But when you watch, when she, that looks, sounds like the time difference between when she first crossed the line to when Rebecca did, because when she went back and finished that last wall ball, I remember going, oh my God, I wonder if that caused her. And it looked like Rebecca was maybe less than 10 seconds behind her.
No,
Maybe I'm
I
wrong.
don't.
I'm going to have to rewatch the video and see. And I'll clock it. But either way, it was very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And hell of a race. I thought Elena, I thought she was going to do much better. I guess she just did not half a day.
Alina will now. Yeah. Yeah, I did too.
I thought for sure she would top three. I thought she'd get in there, but
yeah.
But all in all, a good race.
So our Canadians, we had Katie Simonson.
Mm-hmm.
Ran a 107.30. So again, very consistent with what she's been running this year. She's gained a lot of experience this year.
Yeah.
Good for her for putting herself out there. And then another name that we all know and love, Carly Wopat, was a 108.26. So she was 17th. So again,
that might be a PR for her.
I don't think so.
No?
Because I think in Chicago she was low 108, but she's been around that 108. Again, consistently this year.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
It was, either way, it was a good race. And it was.
Yeah. Ida Singard was 106.54.
He was very much in contention right at the beginning.
Uh huh. So that might be, I don't know, but that might be a personal best for her.
Yeah. I like that she jumps into these every now and then. She's,
mm-hmm.
I think, again, if she trained a little more for it, she would have good potential. I kind of liken her to like Chris Rogalski that way, where if focused a little more on it, I think they'd be, you know, hard to say Chris would be further up. She did win a world championship, but let's just say she'd be at the top more consistently.
Yeah. But I mean, Ida is just so good at obstacles, and where she is geographically, that's still a pretty big focus.
So if we took out the sled pull and put in a tire flip and the rope, this, the or sorry, the sled push and put in a tire flip, and the sled pull and put in a rope climb, all of a sudden Ida becomes way more dangerous.
Yes.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like that too. I love me some rope climbs. But I will maintain this. I said it as soon as I said they were doing giant missed opportunity for High Rocks to stream this properly, and they didn't do it. And I think it's a big mistake. I don't think it's going to bite them in the ass, because I still think they have enough momentum going right now, but I think they could have gained even more momentum. Like, so many people are talking about them that are not in the core High Rocks community, and it could have built and shown a great event, because you had good races, right?
Yeah.
Good races are always your best publicity.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think that's all I have for today.
We should mention this was also the Boston Marathon day.
Nobody cares about that.
Oh, we do.
You know
and
that it's not as
our
old as around the band 30K.
no, it's not as old as around the bay, so
Okay,
therefore
bye.
not.
Sorry.
our Canadian Jesse Bruce ran a 240 at the Boston Marathon. Phenomenal time. It was his
It's
A
fantastic.
goal. So I did not see who our top Canadians were overall, but congrats to him. Again, definitely the definition of a hybrid athlete from our Canadians. So
And no matter how you define hybrid athlete, he is still the definition. Maybe that's it. You know, just
yeah.
picture of Jesse in the book. There you go. Because yeah, he's ready for anything.
Yeah.
You know, like
Ironman, Boston Marathon,
he'll
IROCS.
probably be in a Spartan in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, smashed a Decamile the other day. He's a fit dude, and he's 40 now.
More than that, yeah.
Man, awesome. Jesse's always impressive, always fun to watch, and always a good guy to talk to. And great to everybody around. That is, yeah, that's cool. Boston Marathon. Would you ever run it if you could get in it? Would you run it? Just for the sake of saying you did it.
Oh God. So these big city marathons would really stress me out, I think, because there's so many little things before a race. The crowds would bother me. Where do you go to the bathroom? Also, these places, Boston, New York, Chicago, trying to stay there the night before, everything is like triple, quadruple the price. And I would have to really want to run around a specific city to be willing to pay those kind of prices. And the stress of the mass start lines really stress me out.
Big, big sea of humanity.
Big. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I used to say back when I was just a runner, I would do a major city marathon, like one of the world majors, if I was in an elite heat where you kind of have special priority, where you kind of have this area. And I experienced this to a small degree with things like the Ottawa race weekend, where the elite heats had like separate bathrooms and their own area. And I couldn't imagine standing in line and waiting. And I just, with 20,000 people on a start line, I just think the stress of it. So I don't know. And even a lot of these have a lottery to get into them, and you have to pay to get into the lottery. And then to get into them, it's expensive. And I don't know. It's just never really been on my list of like things that I need to experience in life. I don't know.
The only, like I said, I have no interest in ever running a marathon, but I could see why something with that kind of name would bring people in, and why they'd want, I ran the Boston Marathon. Like there's some
I
experience.
get it. I do get it.
So yeah, I just wondered if you would go. I guess the only thing we really were thinking about talking about, or we're going to talk about, was the RX1 race course for this weekend. And I guess we can go through it quick. The biggest thing about this is that we both entertained the thought momentarily of getting our red shirt and going into pro. And then I both came to the same conclusion for the same reason, I think. Is that maybe next time, just not quite ready yet.
But
Lifting
very
skills are not
close.
there. Yeah, I would say honestly, 10 to 15 pounds.
Just the finishing barbell complex.
Yes, everything else was fine. Like the overhead lunges, I had no problems with. I was like, okay, yeah, that was actually easier, not easier, but more comfortable than I thought it would be. Everything else would have been cool all the way, but that last one, it's just like I put out a video of me going, nope, can't do it. Reality is, I did do it, but it was not safe. You know?
And understanding the fatigue.
Yeah.
So the thing with RX1, if you don't follow it, is the race is always different, but the movements are always relatively the same within, a list of 12 to 20 movements, and then they make the race based on that. The weights change a little bit, so you kind of put yourself in the category based on the weights that you can move for those standard movements. So,
And we just were a little bit short of doing the pro, which would have been both of our first pro division.
yeah. And usually the dividing line with us racing pro is the skill of the movements, which comes down to, you know, your muscle ups, ring muscle ups.
Which in this time, it still is a skill thing, because I do not have the skill with the barbell. I have the strength needed to do this, right? It's not a super heavy weight. I do not have the skill to throw it around properly. And that's what it's so. So, I mean, this is things I want to work on. And I do have a goal to eventually get that red shirt. Well, I mean, I could just sign up and not finish and get the red shirt to earn said red shirt.
Yeah.
And deserve it. But I did say, and I said to Rye, I said, you know what? Last year, there were some movements that kept me out of expert. And now this year, there's movements keeping me out of pro. So that is progress. So I'm pleased with that. Yeah, there you go. That's my thing. That's right. Oh, and I do have one more thing. One more small thing. I put up a little poll when I did my hip tap pull-ups. Who wants a challenge? And 82% of people said they'd take a pull-up challenge. They would take a hip tap pull-up challenge. So I'm going to put one out there. I haven't figured out all the details yet, but it will probably be the most hip tap pull-ups in 60 seconds. So you'll have 60 seconds to do as many as you can do. And
can
I
you come off the bar?
What's that?
Can you come off the bar in 60 seconds?
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. But then you got to go. I mean, you're really wasting time. Like, you come off the bar, then you got to jump back on. You got to have two hands back on it again. Then you got to release one, put it back on into your pull up, right? So you're not, you know, I mean, you can do it, of course, but it's not, I don't think it'd be an effective strategy.
I think you should say they can't come off the bar.
All right. Can't come off the bar. You come off the
bar. Because when you could jump back on the bar and you could use the jump.
No, you can't, because you have to have both hands, then release one, then put it back up, then do your pull up. So you can't use the jump. We will
so
put
a hip post. Tap first.
That's right. Hip tap comes first.
Ah, okay.
So we'll put it a post. We'll do some rules and I'll find some prizes. And not just the win, not for just the person who wins, but like for
people to participate.
But anyway, Beth, wind us out.
Thanks so much, as always, for listening. Again, congrats everyone on your race in the Last Chance qualifier this weekend. It was an exciting race to watch. We are off this weekend to RX1, and we look forward to seeing everybody there. We're excited to race this first race in the Gatineau series. And otherwise, May 4th in London, a PFT, and lots of exciting things coming down the wire now in May. We also have Brimacombe Spartan, so the race series is just kind of winding up now. So we're excited for that.
Take care.